From Avrocha, we're going to the next capital, Kuf Chav Ches, which is a counterpart of the previous one, which is focusing on the second stage, the stage of the special Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us, and that everything we have in this world is from Hashem. Shia Malus, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem HaHoylech B'drochav. How fortunate is a person who has awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes in the ways of Hashem. This is the goal. We fear, and we see the greatness of Hashem, with the goal that fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not just remain as something that gives us a lack of peace of mind. Adarabah, it gives us the peace of mind to recognize that Hashem is so powerful, and look what He's doing for me. The tremendous gifts of life, the gifts of the physical world, of my amazing body that I have, the brain that I have, all the different avarim that a person has, and the planet that we're living in that has all this beauty, from the sun and the stars and the moon, to the atmosphere, to the earth itself, with everything that's growing out of the earth, and the wildlife, amazing interaction between everything. That causes me to, I see the greatness, Yiras Hashem, which the higher level of Yiras Hashem is Yiras HaRoimimis. I see the greatness of Hashem. That causes me to want to be like Hashem. HaHoylech B'drochav. I see the Rachum, the Chanun, the mercy, compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His goodness, and I want to follow His ways. And if a person follows in the ways of Hashem, then Yigia Kapech Ki Toichel Hashrecha V'toiv Loch. It says that Godel Hanenem Yigia Yosem Yoshemayim, this Pasuk. Person who enjoys his work, Ashrecha Boilem Azeh, V'toiv Loch Boilem Azeh, Abba. And one of the Pshatim is that if a person's working to make himself the wealthiest person, the most powerful person, like we mentioned before, the ace of mind frame, it won't be good for him in this world. He's always fighting and overworking himself and not getting to his goals. But if a person is Nenem Yigia, means that I do what I have to do, and I enjoy it. I don't feel the pressure, because I know it's just an act that I have to do. Hashem's going to give me my sustenance. That type of person, that is Nenem Yigio, he enjoys what he's doing because he's not pressuring himself to do to the point he won't enjoy it, because he's just doing it to be Mekayim, the Ratzon Hashem, to involve in the basic Hishtadlus. Then he'll have a wonderful life, Boilam Hazeh, and even a greater life in Boilam Haba, because he's living a life of Bitochen. He's using the physical mundane interactions as a way of putting his bitochen in Hashem, and Meila 24/7 he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a wonderful life of the Boteach Hashem, and together with that, Eshtecha Kegefen Poria VeYakis Beiser. Your wife will be VeYakis Beiser. She'll be Betznius. She doesn't also have to run around more than is necessary. Kamuvan, if it's necessary for a wife to help with her parnasa. That's what she's doing, it out of necessity, not out of being a career woman, that she has to become the president of this company or the general of an army or whatever all kind of women are thinking about nowadays. She knows her position. Her position is to bring up the family, like the grapevine that produces the grapes. And your children will also be like freshly growing, energetic olive trees that produce the olive oil. Zeisim is a sign, and Chazal say, of Chochm, of wisdom. And Chazal say that Klal Yisrael compared to the Zayis, because just like the olive, you have to crush it to get out the oil, so too Klal Yisrael, we have to go sometimes through Yisurim to bring out the best in us. And that's another thing to look at. Our goal is to produce the next generation of the Shtili Zeisim, the children that are guided by the Chochmah, and they realize that sometimes you have to work hard. Not like today's world that everyone wants to just laze around. No, we know there's work out there to do. But Adarabba, what comes out of it is the light. So the Shemen that produces that pure light. That will be the bracha of a person who has Yir Shemaim, that he appreciates the greatness of Hashem, and as a result of that he relies on Hashem. He has a bitochen Hashem. Everything he's doing, whether it's physical or spiritual, he's doing with the right mind frame, with a peace of mind. I'm doing what I have to do as best as I can, and I'm bringing myself close to Hashem. And the Melo Yivrech Hashem Yitzion Rei B'tuv Yerushalayim Kol Yimei Chayecho Rei Vonu V'necho Shalom Ad Yisrael. We'll be zeicha to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is this, the place where his focal point of his Shechina is in Tzion in Yerushalayim. Even though we don't have the base of Mikdash, we still like Poska Shechina. The Shechina did not go away from the Mokum HaMikdash. You'll be connected in this world to Hashem's Kesher to this world, and you will have the continual Bon Levanecha, like we mentioned before, whether it be children that you gave birth to, or other children which you are helping them develop. You will have that beautiful life in this world, an eternal continuation in the world to come.